Alex Wojcicki reporting for FFA today. I'm standing with Dylan Finken. He's from Max FFA North Dakota. Dylan, you're up for Star Farmer. Tell us, first of all, just what that means to you to even be up for Star Farmer.
It's a huge honor. I applied for this award not knowing how far I'd make it, and just figured I'd ride the waves, and wherever it takes me, and just a blessing to make it this far and be one of the final four.
Absolutely. So let's back up a couple years to when you started FFA. Talk about your FFA experience, your FFA story.
When I first started in seventh grade, I was just a little tyke, and our FFA program had just started the year before, so we're just entering basically a brand new FFA program, and we basically hit the ground running because we have a great advisor, and we were very successful at the beginning, and we've maintained that success through today even. And just kind of got started my SAE by using the farm equipment we had left over had on their farm to use to get acquainted with that equipment, making hay, and then work my way up through the bigger lines of machinery on our farm.
Let's expand in a little bit into that SAE. Talk about your SAE, what you've done, what you're hoping to do with it.
My forage production started in 2011, and the hay that I made, I sold to local ranchers. And then the following years, there was some droughts in the lower Midwest, and I was able to take advantage of that and sell hay to farmers and ranchers from Wyoming, South Dakota, and Nebraska. And that really kickstarted my SAE because I had an abundance of hay bales getting shipped out. And then in 2014, I started my fiber and oil crop entrepreneurship, and I just went on a canola and soybean rotation there to diversify my operation and while maintaining my forage production through the years.
Now, did your family or somebody help you with that, or did you have to learn about all those crops and all the machinery by yourself?
My dad was a huge mentor along the way because, just a little tyke, he'd, tell me what this tractor does, what this equipment does, and, kind of the basics of agronomy. Then as you get older, he just keeps on feeding you more information and just hit the ground running and run with it. And he's the one that allowed me to use his equipment to start my SAE, and then it's just grown ever since. So without him, it wouldn't be possible.
I think community plays a big role in supporting FFA, but how are you going to give back to your community once you graduate high school and move on?
Currently out of high school and graduated college, and just give back as much as I can, whether it's volunteering or going, local FFA fundraisers. I'll be very loyal to them because the community, when I was in FFA, was very supportive when I was fundraising and all that. So it's just, least I can do is just make some donations here and there and be very supportive of their fundraisers, and then volunteer at judging events if they ever need my help and just that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of those lessons that you learned from FFA and from your SAE that you can take with you for the rest of your life.
Well, it taught me that there's going to be ups and downs because, like I said earlier, the lower Midwest had some droughts there in 12 and 13, and then these last couple of summers we've had droughts ourselves, so you got to take the good with the bad. And like I kind of said earlier, you just got to ride through the waves and just be able to grind through the low times because you got to know there's better times ahead.
Now, you're at a point now where a lot of FFA members are looking up to you. What are you going to tell them? What's your message to those FFA members looking up to you?
Just don't be afraid to ask for advice or ask for help because there's more than plenty of guys in your community, guys and gals in your egg sector, that I'm sure are willing to help you, whether it's get your SAE started or help it grow some more. So I just say, don't be afraid to ask questions.
Fantastic, folks. That was Dylan Finken. He's from the Max FFA chapter in North Dakota, up for Star Farmer of the Year. For FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki.